You can go down to the classes now. If you look on those little tables in front of you, you'll see an empty plate with a blue ring around it. That is our offering tray this morning. We won't be passing anything, and so we'll just have the offering right there at your table. So this weekend is Thanksgiving, and as I was thinking about that, I was thinking back to Israel. And how taking time, a special day, to give thanks to God has been an important part of the people of faith's life down through the millennia. And as I was thinking about this, I was reminded of one of the times that was set aside for Israel to give thanks. And the time was one of the three great feasts that Israel had. It was the Feast of Tabernacles or the Feast of Booths. And this is what it says. It's found in Leviticus chapter 23. Listen to this for a moment. This is the Thanksgiving. The Lord said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, on the 15th day of the seventh month, the Lord's festival of tabernacles begins, and it lasts for 7 days. The first day is a sacred assembly. Do no regular work. For 7 days, present food offerings to the Lord, and on the eighth day, hold a sacred assembly and present food offerings to the Lord. It is the closing special assembly, so do no regular work." This is basically a seven-day feasting party that God is instructing his people to have in thanksgiving for his care of them. "These are the Lord's appointed festivals, which are to proclaim as sacred assemblies for bringing food offerings to the Lord. The burnt offerings, the grain offerings, the sacrifices and drink offerings required for each day. These offerings are in addition to those that the Lord's Sabbath and in addition to your gifts and whatever you have vowed and all the freewill offerings you gave to the Lord. So, beginning with the 15th day of the seventh month, after you've gathered the crops from the land, celebrate the festival for the Lord for 7 days. The first day is a day of Sabbath rest. The eighth day is a day of Sabbath rest. On the first day," and here's where it gets kind of interesting, why it's called the Feast of Tabernacles or Booths. "On the first day, you are to take branches from luxuriant trees, from palms, willows, and other leafy trees, and rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. Celebrate this as a festival to the Lord for 7 days each day." He keeps emphasizing the 7 day because they're really into Thanksgiving. It's not just a 3 day little shot here. This is a whole week where they take these luxuriant branches that bear fruit, most of them, and they build lean-tos out of them, and they had to sleep in them. "Celebrate this festival of the Lord for 7 days each year. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Celebrate in the seventh month. Live in temporary shelters for 7 days. All native-born Israelites are to live in such shelters so your descendants will know." Here we go. "So your descendants will know that I had the Israelites live in temporary shelters when I brought them out of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." The Feast of Tabernacles was a proclamation of the goodness of God. It was a feast that they all look forward to. In fact, we'll see in John, they call it the greatest of the feasts. It was one that everybody loved to go because it was this great big national party. And at this feast, several themes were remembered. First of all, they remembered that they had been brought out of slavery in Egypt through a difficult time in the wilderness into the promised land. And they remember that even through difficult times in life, God walked with them and delivered them and took them to a land flowing with milk and honey. Secondly, it was a renewal of covenant. It was a feast where they said, "You are our God and we are your people." And they pledged themselves to each other once again. And finally, this feast concluded the ingathering feast, where the people would bring their first fruits as offering to God. You see, the teaching of the Bible is that the first portion of our paycheck, the first carrot out of the garden, the first apple off the tree, the first of everything belongs to God as a proclamation that all that we have is God's. That was their Thanksgiving. This tremendous week-long national party where they focus on how God walks with them through good times and through difficult times and brings them deliverance. And so as we give our offering today, we do so, remembering that God walks with us through all times, renewing our covenant with God, and celebrating the truth that he will ultimately deliver us to the final place, the final land of rest, and we give him our first fruits. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to worship you in giving. We give, Lord, in thanksgiving for your goodness. In Christ's name, amen. So if one on the end wants to pick up that little blue tray and pass it to the other 6 or 8 people nearby and then just put it back on that table, that will be great.